Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. Christopher Walken is joining us one more time.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fucking great. What does it look like?
You don't sound like it.
I'm tired.
What, you have a late night?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was racing matchbox cars.
Did you build like a little racetrack loop-de-loops and everything?
Yes. Well, how else are you supposed to use them?
Well, when I was a kid, my sister would be one end of the hallway and I'd be at the other. And we just,
I don't give
just,
a shit about your
throw
life.
Just down the hallway and
who
try
the
to
fuck
crash
cares?
Into each other.
Shut up.
All right, well.
Are you ever going to, like, clean up? Ever?
What are you talking about?
There's a compost heap, like 3 feet from me.
It's outside.
Yeah, there's shit in it. There's shit in it, there's newspaper.
We talked about
this
last time.
I'm pretty sure that's a dead mouse.
I'm just trying to...
that's a fucking dead mouse.
They decompose.
There's a dead
animal. Do you realize how many nutrients are actually in dead animals that plants need?
Do you eat dead animals?
No, well, not necessarily. You know, they decompose and the plants use the nutrients and eat the plants.
Can I ask you a question? I want you to be honest.
It's never stopped you before.
I want you to be honest with me, because this could make or break our future relationship.
All right.
Are you a vampire? Are you a vampire?
What?
Answer the question.
No.
You're sucking on fucking animal necks.
No, I'm not.
And then you're fucking throwing them into a garbage heap next to my face.
No,
it's got shit in it.
Our cat killed a mouse, and rather than let him eat it, I threw it in the compost pot.
Yeah, that's what Brad Pitt said in that one movie.
Interview.
He was fucking eating mice left and right. Just chomping on fucking... You ever see that Three Musketeers show with the Three Mouseketeers? You ever see the Mouseketeers?
Yeah.
Picture Brad Pitt eating one of them motherfuckers' head. That's you!
Okay, so just take
That's
it...
That's sickening!
Remember
that guy's little sword? He fought.
Obviously not hard enough.
Yeah, he couldn't fight a fucking full-grown man. Just bites his goddamn head off. Chucks it in a fucking compost heap. There's a fucking core of an apple in there, too.
Well, yeah, you don't eat the core of the apple.
It's a half-eaten hot dog.
You keep it changing
here?
No, change doesn't biodegrade.
How do you know? You ever try it?
No.
You never tried eating pennies?
How many times?
You seem like the type that would eat pennies.
Doesn't make...
And paint.
Why?
Because you kind of... I hate to say it, you're kind of stupid.
All right, why don't we just move on and go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week.
You don't even have a comeback for that? You're not gonna defend that
I'm not,
you're
I'm not
stupid?
Smart enough to think of one.
Well, that's true. What are you... Are you fucking eating on the show?
Yeah, it was just
Did you just grab something out of the fucking compost heap?
It's just a piece of candy.
Are you eating the mouse?
No.
You're a fucking vampire. This relationship between the two of us is gonna have to end. I'm sorry, Nigel.
I'm not eating a mouse. It was a piece of... Look, here's the wrapper. It was a Hershey's Kiss. See the wrapper? Does it look anything like a mouse at all?
Kinda. It's like a... Looks like an origami mouse.
It's tin foil. It's a foil wrapper.
Whatever,
it's
just
green.
Get on with it.
All right. Go ahead and just tell
us. I'm bringing my fucking steak next time.
That's great.
My steak and my wooden mallet I got at Depot. The Depot. That's what we call it in my hood. The Depot. They know me well. I pick up the Mexicans every other week.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, my slave staff.
Yeah, you slip them $40 and then...
Yeah, $40. $40 will do anything. I picked up this one motherfucker the other day. His name was Jesus. Something.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, that's
he had a name tag on. It said Jesus. Anyways, I pick up this one motherfucker. $40. Get this. He ate Pedro's finger.
He didn't just eat a finger.
He ate his finger.
I said,
hey, Pedro, stick out your finger. And he said, no, me swakin. And Jesus, beard and all, he bites on this fucking finger It just chews on it while Pedro's screaming. And I'm just like,
I thought the first
time. I sat in the back and filmed it, put it on YouTube.
I thought it was like.
No response. You know, I put a retard on fucking YouTube. Everybody's in an uproar. I put two Mexicans eating each other's fingers. Nobody gives a shit.
If you put it on YouTube, somebody would have reported you. I don't think you're telling the truth.
No, nothing.
But is it still on there?
Yeah, I got it up. 26 hits. That's it. My retard video, 5 million. Whatever. I'm telling you, he ate it like a fucking leftover chicken wing gristle. They do that too. They throw them spare chicken bones and they just gobble that shit up.
Okay, I think it's going way off topic.
All right, anyway. Right,
just go ahead and why don't you just tell us what was Watkins' week?
This week, I discovered that Wikipedia is not a venereal disease.
How'd you find that out?
I looked it up on Wikipedia.
So you typed in Wikipedia on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It said it's not a venereal disease.
Well, you know, anybody can edit that. So
it is a venereal disease.
Yeah, so what if the community of people who suffer from Wikipedia have kind of gotten together and they just continuously keep editing the page so that it says it's not that because they don't want to get a bad reputation?
That's a good point. You know, originally I thought it was like a Wiccan pedophilia page. It's like Wiccan witches. I mean, you know, I was curious.
So
you
went to it when you thought it was a Wiccan pedophilia page?
Yeah, I thought it was like witches stuffing brooms up little kids. Little kids' asses and stuff.
And that enticed you to want to go check
who
it out?
Who the fuck wouldn't want to see that?
I wouldn't.
I hate children. Stuff a fucking bat up his ass for all I care. Stuck in fucking, you know.
Okay, so then how did you go from
thought that? It was maybe like a little mini broom, and it would look like, you know, when you pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh my God, that's an image that I don't even want to conjure.
Yeah.
So how'd you go from that to thinking it was a venereal disease?
Well, I heard the word pedia in there, and I just thought, you know.
Sounded like?
Penis. You know, I thought maybe it was like wicked penis itches.
I guess. I mean, the ea kind of, it's like the end of diarrhea.
Yeah,
or
it's like.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See? These are the things I put together in my head.
It makes sense, but I don't know. It may still be. You can't be totally sure because, like anybody tells you, Wikipedia is not that reliable of a source. Because
you got a good point.
You could log in right now and change it to mean that it's Wiccan pedophilia.
Well, maybe that's what it actually is. Maybe the Wiccans don't want you to know.
You could change it.
I bet you those people who went in and changed it are cursed by the Wiccans. Somebody's going to come to their house, stuff a broom up their ass, play pin the tail on the donkey.
You can make your own Wiccanpedia.
What?
Well, I mean, there's not just Wikipedia. They have other wikis that are made for other things.
Wikis?
Yeah.
Is that Star Wars talk?
That's what they call them. I mean, they have...
You
get
those little the little wikis that run around on Endor?
Those are Ewoks.
Ewoks.
They do have a Wikipedia, which is like a Star Wars wiki.
You fucking idiot.
You can make a Wiccanpedia is what I'm saying. It could be everything that pertains to you.
Who gives a shit about what I do?
Well, that's why this show exists. People want to hear.
Nobody listens to this.
I'm sure a few people do.
Nobody listens to this.
So why do you do it?
I don't know. I'm bored. I got to get out in the wagon every once in a while and hang out. In case you don't remember, I drive a wagon up and down.
Always call the apartment manager to make sure you can park it.
Back and forth. All over the place. Drive a fucking wagon, Nigel. Speaking of which, can I use some of your compost, your dead rats or whatever, and feed some of my horses?
Well, that was Watkins' week, everybody.
So no?
See y'all next time.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.